Exclusive, Matt Mowers, Illegal Aliens Obtaining Driver's Licenses Puts Everyone at Risk. By Jacob Bliss on June 20, 2022. New Hampshire's 1st Congressional District Republican candidate Matt Mowers told Breitbart News Saturday this past weekend that Massachusetts is insane for allowing illegal aliens to obtain driver's licenses with very little verifiable identification, putting everyone at risk. It's the same type of insanity we're seeing down in Washington, D.C. You know, this is a time when we have record numbers of criminals crossing the southern border. This is a time when we have another humanitarian crisis on the southern border. Mowers told Breitbart News's Matthew Boyle on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday. Mowers weighed in on the subject after Massachusetts Democrats in the state legislature recently overrode a veto from Governor Charlie Baker, R., on legislation that will allow illegal aliens to obtain driver's licenses starting July 1, 2023, after passing a written test and a road test. Mowers, who stated last week that this will endanger Granite Staters, added that the illegal aliens will be able to get driver's licenses with very little verifiable identification information to get it since the folks in the motor vehicles department are not equipped to judge if they're real documents or not when they present documents from their home country where they are citizens. You have no idea who the heck is getting these identifications. And then what there, you're able to travel on a plane. You're able to go and vote, you know, these are the things. It's just absolute nuttiness. Mowers continued. The bill in Massachusetts received pushback from Republicans, who noted that providing driver's licenses to illegal aliens could result in many being mistakenly registered to vote in the state. The Open Borders Lobby, with the help of elected Democrats, has made securing driver's licenses for illegal aliens a key fixture of their agenda, to extend privileges meant for American citizens and legal immigrants to those who are neither. Driver's licenses for illegal aliens are vital for the open borders lobby because often when illegal aliens are pulled over by local police, driving without a driver's license is the first criminal charge that can put them in Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, custody for arrest and deportation. Mowers worked in the State Department under President Donald Trump before he ran as a Republican against Representative Chris Pappas in 2020. One of the issues he worked on was interdicting drug traffickers around the world. You talk to anyone who works at this, whether it's local law enforcement, or whether it's border patrol agents, or whether it's anyone else in the world. The drugs are coming to New Hampshire because we have a drug problem. In many communities, we've been working hard to tackle it, but it still exists. Mowers said, explaining that the drug problem is happening in his community and all over the country. Part of the reason is because of the drugs that come across the southern border. They make their way up to Lawrence, Massachusetts. And those folks drive up 93 Road, and they sell drugs like candy to kids in our communities, and it's causing that. As one of the solutions, Mowers said that to fix the problem you have to label the drug cartels terror organizations, because that's exactly what they're doing, and what they are. He added that labeling them terror organizations frees up a lot of resources to really go after them, allows us to work with other governments to go after them. Additionally, Mowers said we need to finish the wall, empower local law enforcement, and stop allowing Democrats to defund the police. Mowers is running in a crowded Republican primary on September 13, looking for another chance to unseat Pappas after the congressional district was newly redrawn. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.